Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times. I know it's Sunday, but today we have a very special bonus episode for our listeners to enjoy. I was able to meet with our friends Dr. Christina Madison, otherwise known as the public health pharmacist, and Dr. Hillary Blackburn from the podcast Talk to Your Pharmacist in person at the APHA 2022 annual meeting and exposition to capture an incredible on-location conversation about the conference and other great topics in the pharmacy world. Stay tuned for more on-location podcast coverage in the near future. And a huge thank you to Christina and Hillary for being our very first guests to help make this happen for us. Enjoy.
So, Hillary, how awesome is it to be in person? I am so thrilled to finally meet you in the flesh. The woman that is behind the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast. You've been doing so many amazing things, from your book to being part of APHA's House of Delegates. I'm so thrilled to be here at the APHA 2022 meeting. Mm-hmm. I think the sentiment of us being back is definitely permeating throughout the meeting, and I'm just really excited to see people in person and learn more about what next steps we are taking as a profession to weather the storm and see mm-hmm. what things are going to be like post-pandemic.
Really fun to get to meet you, because I think we first connected early on in the pandemic. So I've been podcasting, as you mentioned, for over 4 years, August of 2017, and there's just been so many amazing pharmacy leaders doing great things. And the work that you do with public health was, of course, very timely. And so it was really amazing to get to connect with you early on, probably March, April 2020. Mm-hmm. And we connected, obviously, remotely, mm-hmm. And have loved getting to foster and develop a relationship all online over the last 2 years. And then we get to meet each other and other colleagues for the first time in over 2 years. So this meeting here in San Antonio, APHA 2022, I think that people are most excited to, just see fellow colleagues, see people that have really been doing amazing things throughout the past 2 years. We've had pharmacists on the front lines. We've been providing prescriptions in the midst of COVID, being at the forefront for the vaccine rollouts. And yeah, we're looking ahead at, what does pharmacy look like in the future? So,
right. Yeah. Like, yay, science. Like, that's really how we were able to make this happen, is because of, just that unprecedented effort globally and then also from the federal level mm-hmm. to have a solution to the problem, which was a communicable infectious respiratory illness that literally shut down our entire country. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's so great to see so many people in person. Also the fact that APHA required vaccination, so it makes me feel very safe coming here, being around my colleagues. There was a screening tool. We all had to attest that we didn't feel mm-hmm. sick, and that if we had tested positive, that we would obviously make sure that that information was disclosed. So from the public health standpoint, I feel not only is this an amazing time for us as pharmacists, but also just the fact that we are able to gather is a testament to public health. And the fact that we have all focused on the collective good of everyone in the community. And that's allowing us to gather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, gosh, who knew that with Operation Warp Speed, mm-hmm. you can get a vaccine going in a year? I mean, it was really a miracle. And we had the private sector, the public sector, all coming together. And then, of course, pharmacists, other healthcare professionals really leading that charge, educating the public, which you've been doing a great job of, and, many others. But yeah, it's really awesome to get to be here And this is my first year to be an APHA officer. So it was, in 2020 that I ran for the APPM Exec Committee. And so we were supposed to gather last year, didn't get to do that. And so this is the first time, you know, joining in on some of those, you know, meetings and getting to meet some people that have been serving in those things. Because I know a lot of people probably also think, like, gosh, I'm a member of, you know, APHA or other pharmacy associations, but how do I really become engaged? I think that's been another topic for the conference is how do we re-engage or engage the profession?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention your own leadership acclimates and journey and the fact that you've really been fostering other women leaders within pharmacy. So, you know, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about that and sort of the fact that I think pharmacy female leadership has really been outstanding throughout this pandemic and how pharmacists lead is a little bit different when you're a female pharmacist versus when you're not. And so I think there was a lot of compassion and a lot of empathy and a lot of pivoting that women were able to do and were able to do a little bit more nimbly, I think, than some of our other colleagues. And I know that that's something that you've been shepherding and uplifting. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Leadership really became even more a passion of mine when I went back and got my MBA in 2019 and really focusing in on women leaders. Because, you know, I've always aspired to achieve and do things. And but it's really been, you know, these trailblazers that I've looked up to that have really inspired me. And then others kind of in my cohort and those, you know, younger leaders that we're helping to encourage. Because, yeah, women have done a fantastic job. I was able to talk with and interview a couple of chief pharmacy officers who are female, Leanne Miller from Yale New Haven, Sue Mashney of Mount Sinai. I mean, that's in, you know, New York and, you know, the New England area where they were hit the hardest and get a little bit of their wisdom on how they were leading their teams throughout the pandemic. And so, yeah, I think that that's great. I think that, that APHA is even recognizing, you know, that emphasis. They created the Women in Pharmacy Committee this last year, and I'm, you know, excited to join in on that inaugural committee. And so that was great to have that last night. But yeah, we've got, you know, women like you and others that are just, you know, finding their niche and really taking it and running with it, whether it be pharmacogenomics, like our friend Sue Paul, who's here, and we've got to have dinner all together last night, or Kimber Booth, who, or, you know, others like Pam Schweitzer, who,
oh my gosh, amazing,
chief pharmacy officer for the U.S. Public Health Service. So we all actually had dinner together last night, and just lifting up and cheering on others, I think, is such a fun thing to do. And so, yeah, you do that well as too.
Yeah, no, thank you. I think we are equally very very much passionate about finding our voice and speaking up for others. You know, in particular, you know, I really speak towards helping, you know, underserved communities, which I know you're very focused on as well with your role with Dispensary of Hope, and actually was able to cross paths with you because you provide medications to patients for Volunteers in Medicine of Southern Nevada, who I work very closely with and I'm a volunteer provider for. So I think, you know, those kinds of collaborations, those kinds of alliances, because I really do feel like they are strategic partnerships and strategic alliances are how we move this profession forward. Focusing on communities, focusing on really hyper-local impacts and interventions, and then also really wanting to make sure that we're documenting those interventions so that we can, you know, take some of those models and make sure that they're able to be done other places in the country. But then also, I'm a big supporter of tooting our horn, right? Mm-hmm. So not only do I feel like representation matters, but I also think that, you know, pharmacy as a profession really does need a PR makeover.
Yep.
You know, we need to really get out there and scream from the rooftops why we are so amazing and why you need to pay attention to us, because we are interesting, mm-hmm. right? Like, we are doing amazing things, and that's really part of why I feel so strongly about doing healthcare media contributing, mm-hmm. and being that healthcare expert and really putting a face to pharmacy that hasn't really been seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I think that pharmacists are so well positioned to make a difference. I mean, health equity has become such an important issue, especially since the pandemic. And, you know, we're well positioned to help improve that through, you know, medication access and educating on public health and other issues. And so, of course, that's near and dear to my heart as well through my work with Dispensary of Hope. You know, and we've got great other organizations like PQA that are serving as conveners and putting together, you know, resource guides for social determinants of health. But it's back to those, you know, partnerships, relationships that we can do virtually, of course, and you know, I've definitely connected with lots of people through LinkedIn or social media, but things like this, getting to see people in person, having those sidebar conversations is so helpful. So I think that you know, being back in person and having meetings like that is so helpful. Maybe you could share a little bit about, you know, what pharmacists could better be doing in their own communities about, you know, being that expert. And, you know, maybe they're not being called upon for media all the time, but they might. I mean, we've seen more and more mm-hmm. pharmacists, you know, be interviewed for vaccines, be interviewed for this. So what are some tips that you can help us from, you know, as a profession going forward in that sense?
Well, the biggest thing that I would say is that the media is always looking for stories. So pitch yourself. Even if you don't get that story, continue to pitch yourself. Cold call the station. Find out, you know, who the EP is or the executive producer, or, you know, see if you can, you know, send a press release to the news desk, especially if you're having an event, because they always want to connect it to a human story. So if you're having a vaccine clinic, if it's in an underserved area, if you're offering mm-hmm. services somewhere, if you're offering a new service, those are things that are newsworthy. Those are the types of things that the stations want to see, especially if it's a feel-good story, right? Like mm-hmm. if it's a way for them to, you know, talk about something positive, because they are always looking for stories. They're always looking for something that is newsworthy. And I would also say, don't just think about, you know, television media. Think about streaming. There are all these mm-hmm. streaming networks now that are live TV that you can get connected with. And also print media as well. I've contributed to my local lifestyle magazine, as well as, you know, getting comments put into certain healthcare blogs or, you know, things like Pharmacy Times, writing articles mm-hmm. for Pharmacy Times. I mean, these mm-hmm. are all ways that you can establish yourself as an expert that may not necessarily be something that comes to the forefront of your mind, but are ways that you can get your message and yourself and your personal and professional brand out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, we're seeing more and more pharmacists move into, you know, healthcare writing or, you know, serving as contributors. I think that with, you know, more people kind of going to Google their symptoms and things like that, it's really important for pharmacists to be where people are going and to be able to help build that credible information. And, you know, gosh, they probably even get information from Instagram and or other social media sources. So building your brand in that sense is really so important.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better. Well, this has been a fantastic conversation. I'm so excited that we were able to meet in person and really have, you know, bonded over our shared loves and passions. And I just am super excited to see what this next year brings and to continue to have an opportunity to work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Love getting to meet in person. Love that we were able to do this and with Pharmacy Times. And yeah, who knows what APHA 2023 may bring. Maybe we'll do some other exciting things. So.
Who knows? We might be on the keynote
stage. Maybe.